Okay. Okay, shall we start?
Yes.
Okay. So, Bart sent agenda and the content of our discussion proposal to the mailing list. So, if any proposal from other members, could you say that? So, if not, would like to follow the agenda sent from Bart. So, my hand, first one is update voting report. So, Bart, could you run working group through updated version?
Yes, I will. It looks a bit different, so, but let me explain what I've done so that makes the comparison a little bit easier. It's what I've included, and that's also included in the agenda as an overview, is section one is, I think, the decisions needed at this stage to move forward. So I try to recap, say, the main points so far. So introduction is not changed. Section 3 is a new element that was, say, based on the discussion, or it was in Singapore, there was a request to, the idea that, say, we needed to pay more attention to a possible transition mechanism in the case of one vote per territory. How would the transition work from, say, one CCTLD or one member from the territory to one vote per territory if there are two or more members, two different members in that territory? So that's in section three. And again, that is in the agenda for today as well. There are some, say, what I've included there, and this is more a trying to delineate the voting even more and to separate it out of the rest of the discussion. One could argue that, say, for instance, initiating a PDP or initiating a vote under the rules and guidelines is something different than an actual vote on, say, the board selection or the councillor selection or the vote or the members' vote at the end of a PDP process. The first one is more of I would say, a signalling function, a way to initiate it, and say at the end of the day it is a real, I would say, vote in order to approve or adopt something or disapprove or reject a proposal. And that's, say, you could argue that's different. So in writing this up, I came up, say, what I would call a mixed model as well, that you would say for initiating anything is a member's, say, a one member, one vote, one member mechanism could work, and in order to avoid that one member could initiate stuff by itself, is a one member per territory on a first-come, first-served basis. So you will not end up in the situation that, for instance, if you have seven different members in one territory, that they almost determine whether or not to initiate a PDP. So that's what I've called the mixed regime. So that's an additional element, but it's a refinement, yes? Hello?
Yes, we're here. And I wanted to say Dejan Djukic has also joined the call.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi.
Did anyone ask a question?
I couldn't hear. Somebody was saying something I couldn't hear. Did everyone hear?
Let me just continue, say afterwards, because you had time. Let me explain what I've done, so you understand it. And it's this is the main change in the document. Say section 4 is similar to the previous version. Section 5 is similar. Section 6 is similar. And what I've done with the tables, I tried to clean them up a little, otherwise, so they're more, they're easier to read. That's the only thing. I haven't changed anything in the language itself. But therefore, that's why I thought it might be easier to take you through and run you through the document than sending a redline version, because it would be all over the place. That is, say, the explanation of the changes.
Don't worry about the changes.
Over to you again, Hiro.
I'm sorry?
So that was my run-through through the updated version of the document. So over to you again.
Okay, thank you, Bart. So... Does anyone have questions or comments on Bart's explanation?
Yes. Could I come in? This is Siavash.
Could I
say something?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually very happy with this mixed regime thing. I think that's a good compromise, and it also underlines the idea that this is not fully a UN thing, and the experts will have a say.
Yeah.
As well, so it's a UN, sort of an expert group. I think this really should satisfy the demands of those of us who were a little unhappy with the one territory, one vote thing, because really it's not the vote that counts. It's really the opportunity for participation, and I think this takes care of that. So I'm really very happy with, if we adopt the mixed regime thing or to recommend it. And I have a couple of other comments later, but, I thought that we should first say something about this.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Siavash. I'm also happy to hear that Siavash can agree on this, because at least I felt that we more or less agreed upon one vote per territory. If we can introduce some transition mechanism or we can introduce some kind of mixed regime, like Bart said. So I'm happy with this also. Does anyone else speak something? So if not, Savas, you said that you have some other things to say.
Yeah, it's a couple of other comments. One was about the transition mechanism. There's one small thing that may not have been covered there, but I think it's realistic. It may happen. And that's the following situation. There are some countries that may have restrictions on their CCTLDs joining CCNSO.
Yeah.
And once this restriction is lifted, you may have two CCTLDs, one IDN and one regular, one ASCII, applying more or less at the same time for membership. So it would be hard to say who is the incumbent and who is not. And so I thought that maybe it could add something to the effect that if two CCTLDs or two potential members apply at the same time, then, or more or less at the same time, I mean, between two voting sessions with CCNSO on membership, that they be asked to, at the time of applying, they be asked to designate the voting member at the same time, because it would be hard to say who is the incumbent and who is not.
Okay. No problem. That is a very good point. I just want to point out, and maybe you've seen, and this is for the group, I want to point out Giovanni's remark. Say he sent his apologies, but he inserted a comment in his reply on the agenda on the transition mechanism, and that is what to do in case the CCTLDs in a territory. So I don't make a distinction between IDNs and ASCIIs, but the CCTLDs cannot sort out the mechanism among themselves, and say there is a lack of communication. What is the opinion of the working group on that bit? Yeah, I have an opinion, but I'm not the working group member.
Well, you already have something in there. You said that until such time as they, as they come to a consensus, the incumbent will be the.
Yes, but if they can't reach, I think, say, if I understand Giovanni correctly, is and this is what we discussed. I know that we discussed it at one of the sessions. If the two cannot reach a compromise, that if there is a lack of communication, if there is a breakdown of communication between the two, or three, then it's always the incumbent. So it's almost like the first come, first serve mechanism. And that's what you don't want with voting. Say, my answer would be, I had some more time to think it through, I guess, is, at the end of the day, it's an internal matter, and it's if there is a communication breakdown in a country, that's not something that you mitigate or that you use the CCNSO to they can mediate between the two, because that's where they meet anyway, but it's not something that you impose upon the. On the CCNSO itself, because then what you do is, if you can't sort stuff out internally, then you use a global platform to sort it out for you.
That's right. And you know, meanwhile, you cannot disenfranchise the existing incumbent member, because they join.
Yeah, so that would be my response, but it's I don't know if the working group agrees or doesn't agree. I know now, Shavas, you agree, but do the other members have an opinion?
Yeah, I do agree with that.
Yes, I agree also, yes.
Let me phrase it differently. Is there somebody who disagrees with that argument?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mary. Mary from Nigeria. I think I agree with the proposal and the argument that we're making. And I think we should also give ourselves time to think through it. By the time we are meeting in Senegal, we'll be able to find out whether there are other another idea that could occur to any member to see how we can fine-tune the proposal. I think the CCNSO should not be required to settle the internal issues. I think we should leave it to territory. Sometimes in some territories, you know, the government plays a great role. So I think it would be best to leave it to the territory. But in the meantime, what has been proposed in Section 3 balances out all the issues that one would think would be a problem. So I don't have difficulties with that, so I support it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I think if you say, to recap the two points, If with the mixed regime as included right now, and with the transition mechanism, we can move on to say one of maybe to the next point on the agenda is a recap of the main decision. So as Shava said and others, that say the mixed regime is a good starting point, and for the real voting, one vote per territory with the mixed with the transition mechanism, and added that, say, Shava's remarks, if two apply at the same time, that they first designate the representative for voting. If that's included, then I think we covered all the main preferences or the main decisions regarding the voting.
Yes.
Yes, I think so too. How does Nada think? Okay, thank you, Bob. Thank you for a good help for the discussion.
So I think let's. I don't know if you mind, Hiro, that we run through number three. Just check if we've covered all the. Yeah, I think we've covered all the main decisions in the one vote per territory, or in the number three of the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're now into number four of the agenda.
Yes. Preparing for the final report.
Yeah, and Maybe may I take the lead here?
Yes, please.
Say, first of all, I think what the working group needs to consider is to have two different documents, because as you may recall, say one bit is on the inclusion of IDN CCTLDs has to do with changes of the bylaws, and which is part of the IDN CCPDP. So that's one. And the second one is, and that's a result from, say, our previous work, is adjustment of the rules and guidelines, which is not part of the PDP, but the working group has been requested to deal with it as well. So these are two separate documents, but they're very much interlinked because you want to have the same mechanisms in there. What I want to propose is that based on the outcome, what is that I'll work on a prepare a draft final reports for both of them and send them to the working group, and that we have another meeting prior to the Dakar meeting in order to check whether the working group is comfortable, and then send it and then publish it as drafts just prior and to in that sense really lightweight drafts to for a discussion to the at the CCNSO meeting in Dakar, and then finalize it at our meeting at the face-to-face meeting in Dakar for public comments afterwards. Is that a way forward?
Thank you, Bart. So I love the timeline you proposed. So how others think?
Paulus dropped off the call. He will be dialing back soon.
Okay. So if no comments from others, so we'd like to adopt the timeline just Bart proposed. So first, Bart will make a draft for two documents, and we will meet on the call. I remember that it's 6th of August. That
October.
August 6th, Thursday.
Yeah, August 6th is way ahead.
October.
Yeah.
October.
October is that?
Yeah. October 6th.
October. Let's see. Is that particular date? I'll be away, but I guess if you send it beforehand, I could. If I have any comments, I could.
Oh yeah, definitely. I will try to send it at least 3 days in advance, so around the 3rd of October.
Okay, because I'll be away on the 6th of October. I'll be traveling, so I can't.
Yeah.
I should be.
Yeah, and of course, say what we could do, and what is important as well for you, say based on the meeting in Singapore, it was very clear that this say that was the first time that the membership of the CCNSO and the CCTLD and other CCTLDs were the first time when they were confronted with this whole issue of voting. So at the CCNSO meeting in Dakar, the program working group scheduled, Gabby, how much time?
I think it's half an hour.
Half an hour to run through. So we don't need as much time, or we have more time than in Singapore to explain. So that's a very good opportunity to get some feedback and then adjust the draft final report at the meeting in Dakar as well.
Yes. So, but on what date are we going to publish our draft for discussion prior to Dakar?
I think, say, if we have the call on the 6th of October, I need 1 or 2 days to incorporate the comments from the working group and send it out to the working group again. So that, let me check the calendar or the agenda. So that's the 6th, that's on Thursday. Say, I hope to be finished around the 13th, say that's the 6th. 7th, I can conclude or consolidate the comments. I'm writing at the same time. And send it round again. Say, if the working group could approve publication around the 11th of October, that's on a Tuesday, then we can send it to the community around the 12th and publish it.
Yeah, that's great. So
12, 13th. So that's a week ahead of the meeting. So before people start traveling.
Yeah, that's great. So and then we are going to have a meeting in the CCNSO for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And after that, the working group too will meet on Thursday at the 27th of
October. Yeah.
Yes. Thursday morning. That's great. So, do members agree on the timeline?
Well, this is Mary again.
Yeah.
I don't have much difficulties with the timeline. On the 6th, I may be in Dubai because I have a program from my own country. But whatever happens, I think as one of us had proposed, we could always make our comments
yes.
And back.
Yeah, what I'll do is it gets, say, a draft to you around the 3rd or the 4th of October.
Okay.
So you will have preferably around the 3rd. So you have a couple of days to comment.
Yeah, it would be very nice if you get it out by the 3rd.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, because I'll be traveling on the 5th and 6th. So if I get it on the 3rd, then that's enough time.
Yeah, that's very clear. Say, the more time you have, the easier it is.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I had on the agenda.
Thank you. And so,
could I ask a question?
Yes, please.
How much of the paper is going to be made public. In particular, I'm referring to Section 6, the tables.
Yeah.
You know, some of us were not too happy about that. We thought this was not, the comment column was not entirely even-handed. Even though we've come now to a consensus, at least, I mean, I haven't really looked at it recently. I don't know if there's been any changes or not. But if this is going to be made public, I'd like to see some revision. Maybe, you know, people who were on each side could fill out the pro and against parts.
Oh, yes, and I think...
Separately, maybe delete the comments, I don't know.
Yes, I think, say, the way I want... Say, I haven't thought through how I want to include it. Say, this was just capturing, say, in my terms, what was discussed. So I'm to blame for what's in the tables. I think these, and you're quite right, if you're not part of this group, these tables are meaningless. So I would say what I really liked, and I think if you agree, say regarding the, say the vote, is, for instance, section one of this paper, and elaborate a little bit on what's in there, and have the different models describe them, and what are the pros and cons, and end up with the mixed regime, for instance.
Right, that would be nice. You know, if it, just do away with the tables and just explain.
Yeah,
the
and these tables were just say. We started using them in the course of our discussions, but say the draft reports are more for the external world, and it's more like the decision tree in there. Say if you go for this, then these are the implications, etc.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I could say what I think is just reflect some of the thoughts of so because. You need to rationale for some of the proposals, and include that. Say, for instance, like Giovanni's argument. Say, yes, what? Or because of the lack of communication, the counter argument there is, say, in the transition mechanism, it is at the end of the day, it's a local issue.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But something, so I will not use the tables. These are only for internal use, these papers.
Okay, good.
So, Savas, are you happy?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. And that's why it's important, I think, that we have at least one meaningful iteration on the final reports, on the 6th of October.
Yes. So, any other comments? So, those who won't be able to join the call on 6th of October, please send your comments before the October 6th. And of course, even those who will join the call on that day, please send comments, if possible, even before October 6th.
Yes, that would be very helpful.
Yes. Okay. So, any other business? If not, let's meet on the mailing list and join the call on October 6th. Thank you.
Thank you all very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.